Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. Dean, I have loved talking to you every day.
That's the only thing that makes me sad about the fact that today is Friday, that this will be the last time that we speak, you know, for a while.
Yeah. Well, you can call me at home or call me tomorrow. I'm filling in for Lou Manfredini tomorrow.
Oh, I'll call in with some, questions about...
DIY entertainment.
I don't even know what. About screwdrivers. I don't know.
You know what you could call in about? I actually changed the igniter on my Weber grill.
Oh, very nice. I've done that myself, by the way.
Weber does such a good job where it really is easy to replace these things.
Yeah, and YouTube videos are the greatest thing ever.
Oh, my God, yes. All right.
Explain all that. So
Dean's Entertainment
Report. Look at us being all handy.
I know. Well, you totally are.
I am totally not.
Oh, really?
When I try to, I've long since realized that I just need to hire people to do stuff because, early on I thought, oh, I can fix this, and it turns out I can't.
I like to try it myself first, and then if I can't fix it, then I call someone, because then I feel like, well, at least I tried.
I usually break it worse than it was in the first place.
My husband does that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And I was looking through the papers this morning, and I saw this little blurb about Kevin Spacey. What's going on?
Yeah, he had a court judgment filed against him yesterday. This it's not exactly because of the sexual assault charges against him, but it's regarding the lawsuit that was filed regarding his leaving the show House of Cards. A judge yesterday ordered him to pay $31 million to the producers of House of Cards following all the allegations of sexual misconduct. House of Cards, you know, making the argument that he caused them to lose quite a bit of money as a result of that. So that went to court, and yesterday it was a judge decided that he will have to pay that. So
that's a lot of money, but he did cost them that, you know.
So that's the allegation that has been made. Oof. Yeah, that's for sure. The arbitrator has concluded Spacey repeatedly breached contractual obligations in a professional manner. So that was the reason for that.
All right. And my all-time crush of all crushes, I've loved this guy forever, is in the news. Keanu Reeves. Keanu means cool breeze in Hawaiian. I love him.
What is the attraction to the Keanu Reeves? He's certainly a handsome man. He certainly is a very nice man. He certainly is a very talented man. But
what's your question then?
Well, but I mean, there are a lot of guys like that. But there's something about Keanu Reeves that really strikes a chord for a lot of people.
I don't know what it is. I've loved him from the moment I saw him, and I can't remember the first time I saw him. Was it in the movie Parenthood? That one of his first movies?
That was super early. Not Bill and Ted.
Well, of course, Bill and Ted.
Excellent Adventure. I think that was my first introduction to him, but he's just gotten better and better through the years as an actor.
And as a human being.
As a human being. And you know what? One of the nicest guys ever that I've interviewed, and I've interviewed him quite a few times through the years, always super, super nice. And I could not be happier that they just announced he is going to be starring in Devil in the White City. We've been waiting for this Devil in the White City literally for decades to finally come out. It is going to be executive produced by Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio. It's hit just roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. This story about the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago finally coming to screen, and Keanu Reeves is going to be the guy to star in it all. So they have not said when this is going to be coming out. We think it's going to be 2024, so we've got a couple of years to wait on this, but at least there's some progress being made We've been waiting to Roy Leonard used to report on when is Devil in the City going to be made.
Wow.
You know, so that's how long we've been waiting for this wildly popular novel to be adapted to a screen in one way or the other. Apparently, it's going to be on Hulu, so we'll keep everyone posted on that for the next 2 years.
Well, yeah, let me know, because I'm going to turn my house into an Airbnb, and Keanu can just stay with me
okay.
while he's filming here in Chicago.
You'd be surprised how many people have said to me, the next time you interview Keanu Reeves, I want to come with you.
I interviewed him when I worked at the Loop radio station. He was in town filming, I can't even remember what movie it was, and we got rumors that he was there. So I went to this bar across from Water Tower Place and sat and had a drink and talked to him. However, I've been told this. I don't remember it because I was just like humming, 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 humming the whole time.
/ drunk.
Maybe. / is always drunk.
Girl walks into a bar. It sounds like the start of a joke. Wendy walks into a bar with a rabbi, a priest,
and Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
All right. Well, yes. Next time he comes by, just,
right.
you know, give me a call.
I'll put you on the list.
All right. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. We're in the midst of Dean Richards' Entertainment Report. And, Dean, let's talk about this this scathing letter that John Lennon sent to Paul and Linda McCartney.
Yeah, it's about to go up for auction. That's why... an issue. It's a story, a letter that John wrote to Paul and Linda, and as he put it, all the wee McCartneys in 1971, in which John was very critical of Paul and the Beatles. John's frustration, indicating in this letter that he's ungrateful for all the money that he made from being a Beatle. In this three-page letter, he takes issue with Paul publicly dismissing the song Imagine. Oops, turned out to be classic.
Yeah.
And Paul for being indecisive over the band's breakup or not. Really what this letter is just so illustrative of this very complicated relationship between these two guys. You know, they loved each other. And at times they wanted to strangle each other. And in this case, John putting it down in paper. So this letter's been floating around different owners through the years. It's going up for auction and is expected to take in hundreds of thousands of dollars. Being auctioned off by GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com if you're interested in taking a look at the letter. Or, you know, maybe even adding it to your collection.
Yeah, I can't afford it. I'm just going to get Betty White's stuff. It's cheaper.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
I'm just going to go to the Salvation Army and pick up stuff and tell people that it was historic.
I'll try. I can type something out for you. You can just say it's from him.
Yeah, here's some Corningware that was once used by Milton Berle.
I love that.
Yeah.
You saw Easter Sunday, Joe Coy's Easter Sunday?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? I couldn't be a bigger fan of Joe Coy and his stand-up comedy, but honestly, I was a little disappointed in this movie. It's not always the case that if you are a brilliant stand-up comedian, which Joe Coy is, that will translate to the big screen. Ask Chris Rock. He's been trying it forever. Nobody... is better at doing stand-up than Chris Rock, yet he has always had trouble translating it to the big screen.
You're right.
Doesn't always work. And in this particular film, Joe takes what he has been doing on stage, making fun of his overbearing Filipino mom and his poor teenage son, who has been the butt of his jokes forever, and puts it all up on the big screen, adding in his big, fat Filipino family. What he's basically trying to do is show that, one dysfunctional family is similar to another dysfunctional family, no matter what your ethnicity. The problem with this movie is, I think they just threw too much stuff in. Had they concentrated more on the relationships in the family... Instead, they're throwing in car chases and subplot after subplot after subplot. too much stuff in there. It spoiled the broth here. Less is always more. So I'm sorry that I can't give it anything more. Joe is still very charismatic in this. Tiffany Haddish has a very small cameo in it. Lou Diamond Phillips has a very small cameo in it. So, you know, it's out there. It's honestly, it's not. All I can say is I was disappointed. Gave it a Dean's List C. Huh. But we've got all kinds of things going on for the weekend, though. I'm going to start off with music because, first of all, we have Elton John over at the Intimate Soldier Field for tonight. Allegedly, this is the final time that he will be performing here. How many performers have said this is my farewell tour?
Right. Is Jim Tarano in the first row?
I'm sure he's probably backstage already.
In his pocket, I think.
ready to go for that. Elton has been in Chicago for the last couple of days. He was actually over at the Niederlander Theater the other night, meeting with the cast of The Devil Wears Prada musical that he wrote the music for.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to see that this weekend. I'll be reviewing it on Monday. But we also have the Windy City Smokeout. I have to be careful how I say it.
Yes, you do. We're going to talk about that next.
Yeah, because I've done that many times. Willie Nelson headlined last night. I think it's hilarious that the cannabis connoisseur Willie Nelson is headlining an event called a smokeout, but it's about barbecue and craft beers and some of the biggest names in country music. Tim McGraw is headlining it for tonight, but Miranda Lambert's there this weekend, Sam Hunt, Kip Moore, among others. We have Brandy Carlisle. Huntington Bank Pavilion tomorrow night. If you love gospel music, Kirk Franklin is at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park.
And one more.
Yeah. Would be Morris Day and Regina Bell. At the Country Club Hills Amphitheater Saturday and Sunday nights.
Super duper, Dean. Have a great weekend.
And see you Sunday morning on this very station, Wendy. It's been a blast talking with you all week.
You as well, Dean.